At our previous AGM there last year, it was the top voted topic by young people, for young people to work on. And obviously, it's something we look at a lot. You know, we work with our funding partners in the HSE. You know, we're creating a workshop with the Fraiga Drug and Alcohol Prevention Officer. So that workshop will be brought along to youth clubs, football teams, schools, any kind of youth club in the county, you know, that may request it.
You're also backing calls for plain packaging, the banning of flavouring, the limiting of the sale of vapes to over 18s.
We are indeed, yeah. That's we had a letter organised earlier on in the year to the minister who regarding, you know, suggesting or giving recommendations on that, you know, the sale of vapes should be restricted to those who are over 18, and the department and the minister got the jump on us now for. As that letter was due to be sent out now, the measures were announced to introduce legislation on the sale of vapes to those who are under 18. And now, anyway, we've drafted another letter to the minister that is due to be sent out in the coming days regarding the packaging and the advertising of vapes, and that'll be sent out anyway to the minister, and we hope anyway to achieve some change for that.
Yourself and your colleagues, speaking to the councillors this afternoon, will have been looking at what's going on around you. Were you looking at those seats and say, yeah, I could see my own bum on that seat one day?
A lot of us do, yeah. A lot of our members look at aiming anyway to reach public office, and whether it be the county or the country. And obviously we have a number of members looking at or studying politics and society for their leaving cert, and that's obviously a very, very interesting, subject that we're really interested in bringing across to a lot of schools across the county.